Proclamation number 6835 of 21st of May, 1957. Tireless reminder and warning of the end. Only a short time separates you from the great event which will take place as my direct influence in order to send you the last great warning before the end. It can only ever be pointed out to you, but you cannot be forced to believe it. But one day you will bitterly regret not having believed these predictions, for it depends on whether and how you use the short time for yourselves. For this event will cost countless sacrifices, and none of you knows whether he himself will also be a victim, and then his soul will enter the kingdom of the beyond completely unprepared, and yet it could have achieved great spiritual progress. 5/21, 1957. You have traveled a long path before you were allowed to stay on this earth as a human being for the purpose of the test of will, the passing of which will earn you a glorious life in the spiritual kingdom in light and freedom. Now during this time, which precedes the last end, only a few people are intent on fulfilling their actual purpose of earthly life, and once they have passed earthly life, then the course of development on earth is irrevocably completed. A completely different phase of development begins in the spiritual kingdom when a person's passing away occurs even before the lost destruction. And this can still be a blessing for the human being that the soul still comes to realization and strives upwards, for which it is also given every help in the spiritual kingdom. But when the hour of the end has come, then the period of development is completely finished. Then there is no longer a possibility for the immature soul to make up for what it has missed in the kingdom of the beyond. Then the gates into this kingdom are closed for a long time and a thorough purification takes place, both in the earthly as well as in the spiritual world. For people who failed in their earthly lifetime, the long course of development beforehand has been in vain. They do not attain freedom, but the earthly material shells of the soul harden. It begins a new course of development in solid matter. It takes upon itself the dreadful sufferings and torments of being bound. It goes through the creations of the new earth again in its individual substances. It falls back into endless depths, and yet was shortly before the end of its course of development. You humans should seriously try to imagine this. Then you will also understand why I constantly and with untiring patience send you warnings and admonitions. I want to protect you from this fate of a new banishment and only ever admonish you to work on your soul to such an extent that you may still enter the spiritual kingdom first. I know about the countless souls who are approaching this fate, but whose will remains completely free until the end and can still change in the last hour. I also know about the many people of weak faith whom I therefore also want to address, and I try to bring all of them to their senses through my last great intervention before the end. And all of them shall experience that not long afterwards the end will also come, as it is proclaimed. Especially the predictions through seers and prophets are still means of grace of special value, but they have to be used in free will. And I help everyone to strengthen their will precisely through my coming intervention, which is only a confirmation for them that the end will not be long in coming either. And those who do not yet believe can still come to faith. You don't know how beneficial the belief in an end can be for you humans, but I cannot give you such clear evidence that your faith would be under compulsion. Yet I speak to you again and again, and I will speak to you until the last day in order to merely achieve a turning of your thoughts towards me. For then the greatest danger will be averted. then I will still be able to call you away beforehand and spare your soul the repeated earthly progress through the creations. Even though it will then also have to struggle hard in the kingdom of the beyond in order to ascend, yet it will receive help in every way in order to attain beatitude one day after all. Amen.